This is Ozarks at Large. The 30th season for Walton Arts Center is approaching, and today we conclude our preview with Scott Galbraith, the Vice President of Programming and Executive Producer at Walton Arts Center, and Jennifer Ross, the Director of Programming at Walton Arts Center. We finish with a look at the 10x10 series, shows with tickets priced at $10. We'll also talk about a series that has children in mind. That series will include the return of a performance created in tandem with Walton Arts Center 12 years ago for schools with Trike Theater. It's called Digging Up Arkansas.
The show still has great legs. It has performed to upwards of, it's above 30,000 kids. I don't know the exact number at this point, but over those 10 years. And it's time for us to put it back on its feet. And we've also been working with Trike and the playwright and others to look at the script again, listen to it again, make sure that, you know, the language choices are right, because the world has changed a lot in the last 10 years, and it's changed a lot in the last couple of years. So, for instance, where the script at one point referred to slaves, it's now enslaved people. We're making sure that we're using the appropriate language that gives credit for humanity and not, you know, labeling folks inappropriate. So it is the same show, but through a truly 21st century lens now. And even more specifically, a 2021 lens.
Right.
And we're glad to be able to offer it publicly, whereas most of the years in the past, we've not offered a public show of Digging Up Arkansas. It's been strictly for schools or been on tour to the schools in the state. And so we're glad to be able to offer four public shows so that children with their families can come and see the show and then go home and talk about it.
There's also The Very Hungry Caterpillar, a bilingual Cinderella, and Leonardo and Sam. So it's a filled-out series.
It's a filled-out series, lots of diversity. And, yeah, the bilingual Cinderella is a one-woman performance. Happen to love the fact that it's not so much about physical beauty and does the shoe fit. The man falls in love with her poetry, and it's about essentially seeking out this woman who has this amazing mind. It's a nice contemporary – it's the same story, but it's a nice contemporary twist – that is completely appropriate.
Excellent. By the way, is that where If the Shoe Fits comes from, the Cinderella legend story?
Oh.
I believe so.
Wow.
Let's go with that.
See? I learn something every day.
And Leonardo and Sam is by Manual Cinema out of Chicago. They were here a few years ago for Artisphere. And Manual Cinema is a company that uses shadow puppetry and Foley artists to create these stories. And it's fascinating to see their work.
That'll be fun. 10x10 series is great. It's massive. We're not going to talk about each and every one. I encourage people to go to the website and look. I'm going to pick out the one that I'm most excited about. I confess I don't know what they are. So if you each want to pick one. But the Mingus Big Band for $10 is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy that we'll be able to get, again, filling the room with sound.
And amazing sound.
Yeah.
That is so historically important in the context of American music. Yes, to be able to do that. And that's during Jazz Appreciation Month. I mean, it's a great fit. So I'm glad you're excited by that. There are actually two on there that I you know, I never pick favorites because I love all my children.
Yes.
But there are two on here that I think deserve a little bit of spotlight, and because they are associated with residencies, and we don't often get a chance to do that. So one is It Gets Better, which is a culmination. That's actually the name of the performance, and it's a culmination of a week-long residency by members of the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus who come in town and lead a series of conversations and workshops, more specifically for LGBTQ youth in our community. But the performance will then involve Dr. Jeffrey Murdoch and the Inspirational Chorale. They will be part of that performance. And the
Grammy-winning Dr. Jeffrey Murdoch.
Thank you.
Murdoch.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And let me tell you, that made it a lot easier for the producer to go, yeah, I think we could work with them. But the performance is a combination of stories, real-life stories that they have curated over the course of the 10-ish years that this project has been out there. So they're real-life stories coupled with some fantastic music, some local element. But it's a really important piece of work and a very uplifting, spiritually uplifting piece of work. And the other one that I want to draw attention to is Joyous Justus. And it's spelled J-O-I-U-S, capital U-S, as in United States, just J-U-S-T, capital U-S, Joyous Justus. And it's by a company out of California that is an activist dance theater company. And the whole premise of this, again, has a week-long residency associated with it. But the premise of this is that it takes the sort of deficit-based narrative about people of color. And sorry, these are going to sound tropey, and these we have to say them so that we can understand what, why this piece exists. You know, lazy, unmotivated, you know, we know the tropes. It takes all the negative stereotypes and turns them around, and it focuses on family and community, and it's centered around the idea of joy as a radical act of justice.
I love this.
And so it's an amazing, again, really spiritually uplifting piece. You do not need to be a member of the BIPOC community to come to the show and enjoy it. You will love it. I've seen it, and I've been talking about it ever since. So I'm thrilled that we get to put that one on our stage.
That particular show, Kyle, was one of those shows. We were in New York at an arts presenters conference, and it's one of the shows that Scott called me immediately after and said, we have to do this. And those are the fun calls to get when one of us gets so excited and so just changed by a work that we want to bring to Northwest Arkansas so that we can, you know, do the same thing for our community.
And those 10 by 10 shows, I mean, most tickets are $10.
That's right. That's right. And this year in particular, and yes, do please dig in, you know, when folks have time, there's a lot of social relevance in this season. It's all entertaining, don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But there's a lot of social relevance. There's a piece in here that has to do with the Voting Rights March over the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And it's a real life account of somebody who turned 15 on that day and was a part of that historical moment. There's another piece that is really all about misinformation in the media, present company accepted, you know, and our government from 9/11 to today, which is obviously a very important topic in our world these days. So there's great entertainment, but there's also a lot that's very significant to our world right now.
That's great. Can you buy the whole 10 by 10 series? Is that something that's purchasable?
No, we do have it. There are subscriptions available for West Street Live,
right,
for Starlight Jazz, for Broadway, and then you can create your own subscription series. So
right,
you can effectively do that, but we don't offer the single package of all.
You're going to have to work a little bit harder on the
just
website.
Just a tad.
We've been talking about some of the things that are in the Mosaics series. That starts in October, goes all the way through April. Some of the things we mentioned, the films from mm-hmm. South Asia, Joyous Justice. Anything else you want to make sure we recognize in there?
Yeah, one of the pieces on here is by a local comedian, Raj Suresh. And we were working with Raj in, I think, starting in 2019. He was going to be part of the first Mosaics Festival. And this piece, which he has written specifically for this, is called 4,000 Days. We didn't change the title, even though it's several hundred days more than 4,000
right,
days.
Right.
But it really is his story toward citizenship. And it has been more than 4,000 days now. That's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
But he basically uses like 1,000-day increments to help benchmark the story of his path toward U.S. citizenship.
Scott Galbraith, the Vice President of Programming and Executive Producer at Walton Arts Center, and Jennifer Ross, the Director of Programming at Walton Arts Center, joined me last week inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio at the Carver Center for Public Radio. More about the upcoming season at waltonartscenter.org.